Hi guys, hi, how you doing? How you feeling? Motivo message ya Valentine's ama unangoja kama mimi 2024. However, I don't want to judge y'all. Welcome to Naked Lies, where we talk about everything, anyone and anything, and I mean anything. But today we're just gonna be a little bit cliche because we're gonna talk about everything that everyone else is talking about. So I know that we're talking about it a way later date because it's actually the 15th and it's around 3:30 a.m. And I was to skip this episode. However, I felt I just go ahead and just do it. So I'm cuddling my lol over here. So we're just expressing a lot of love. Hope you feel our warmth wherever you're hearing us from. Welcome to Naked Lies, guys. So first things first, I just want to say this. Asanteni sana to you who've been listening to my episodes. It means the world to me, you know. You give me like 15 to 18 minutes of your time. That's a lot of time, you see. And you just listen to me and give me the feedback. And you relate it to your own personal life stories. And you tell me about it. And it melts my heart. Asanteni sana, erokamano, gracias. Thank you. I just want to say thank you for that. It just humbles me, you know. And I want to talk about something a little bit small about my first episode of the year. If you haven't yet listened to it, it was the first episode of the year. It had a lot of gusto, you know, of starting the year. So if you haven't listened to it, listen to it. And I just want to make one comment out of it. Sometimes it's very hard when you've planned for something and something haingiani, and sometimes you feel like I'm gonna lose it. I don't know if you feel like that, but I do feel like that, and I'm very basic and cliche when it comes to feelings, so I'm so sure most people also feel that. It's not a special feelings. Kasirika nimejam too, you know. Hakunanga tile kujam special. If I'm happy, I'm happy. I'm gonna go happy special. I'm just happy. So I don't think I have mixed feelings. But you later come to realize that sometimes they might try to, you know, to stumble you on your journey. They might try to, you know, like fog your vision. They might try to, you know, so many things. And this is where now the law of attraction comes. Don't forget to attract things that you want. Don't forget to reflect back things you don't want. It's gonna be a little bit hard, especially when you haven't even realized it by yourself what you want. So Rafil Nifanyi law of attraction too. All I'm trying to say is that remember your power in your own way, and your power that you got is because you're different from McKenna, because you're different from Nancy, because you're different from James, and that's your power. You don't have to eat like the way James eats just to be full. But I don't know if that even makes sense. But what I mean is that everybody is just unique in their own F way. So take your own F way. And that I've decided to just make that comment because of some of the feedbacks that I got. People have been telling me that they're scared. They might be attracting the wrong things. And I always say, akuna mtu anajijua. No, you never came with your manual. Your mom even doesn't have a manual for you. It's you to sit down, contemplate your life, and know what you want. Simple. Hakunanga shortcut. Anyway, on today's episode, remember we're talking about love. So I'm just seated in my house. I'm seeing people having a good time. It got around 6 p.m. So you've already been given flowers because flowers were in the morning. And then people don't eat lunch during Valentine's because I've not seen anyone having lunch. And then, or maybe it's for the dress. Bad joke. You don't want the tummy to. Hey, like you're single, kola machungu. So I was just seeing all these photos, people having a good time and all that. And it's just dawned to me, you see. So I've been in love with this person. I'm sharing my genitals with this person. I'm sharing my emotions with this person. And you know when you fuck somebody, you share spirit. So I'm even sharing spiritual with somebody. And then for this special day, person gives me flowers, and I think I should even tell you the story about Saint Valentine's. It's not even related. I mean, I feel Valentine's is a scam, but it's just a good scam when you have someone. When you don't have someone, you feel, yeah, this thing is a scam and should be abolished. But Valentine's started like 296 years ago. Okay, 200. Nakama vile nasemanga 2000 AD. So it was 296 AD. I don't know how to say that. I don't know how to read that. And then what happened is that there were like 13, 14, there were martyrs. They came to Rome and they wanted to preach the gospel. And at that time, you remember there was a lot of clashes when it comes to religion and all that. So one of them got killed. And the purposes of that person getting killed is because of his faith. So he became a saint. So years later, so it became a day that everybody now tries to remember this saint and Nini. I don't know if you're Catholic, you know, there's every day. Every day there's a day you celebrate. So that 14th was for Valentine. So there's also a female martyr. She was called Valentina. Please just confirm this story. I'm just giving you theories. Just confirm on your own free time. But I'm just giving you a hint. So that what happened. Later on, they became this poet who related that story to love. And people started sending each other letters as a form of expressing love. And that's how Valentine grew. Until today, where billions companies all over the world make a lot of money during this season, and then billions of hearts also get very broken. I think Kenya this time has really been hit by the Valentine wave. I think Nile heat wave plus disappointment wave. Hey, I've seen a lot of disappointments on social media. What's up, guys? Whom are you dating? You know, what's up? Talk to us. But anyway, so today's topic. So remember, you've been with this person. And I'm hoping I'll also be like, also one day when I'm speaking about maybe love 4, I'll also relate. So maybe you're just talking about this guy and you fall in love, you go to Bahamas, Maldives, anywhere you want, you know, I anything you want, I go sponsor you, banana follows you everywhere. So you're having a good time and then things just crash and then this person becomes your ex. So at what time does this person become your ex? Okay, so at what time does this person stop becoming your ex? So if I've not... Okay, personally, I don't speak to my exes. Lord knows, I can never. If you're my ex, you're my ex. So what are we... You know, we have no present. Your past. We move regardless. And people will tell you that the relationship between you and ex just relates to maybe things like how you ended the relationship or how was your connection in the relationship. So many takatakas, and I feel it's just very simple. Your ex is your ex. However, sitaki kubeba that machungu until the day I die. So at what time did this person stop becoming my ex? Please answer me. I'm going to leave it as a question, and I'd really, really, really appreciate if you told me that, because nataka kujikage. So najua 2023, tulisema... We are gauging our mindset. Anyway, I just tell me. And tell me, maybe interact with me on my socials, maybe on Instagram. I'm only on Instagram anyway. So just interact with me, tell me something like how do you relate with your ex? Do you talk? Because definitely the things, there are dreams you had together, and sometimes it's very hard when you start picturing that dream with somebody else who you didn't dream that dream with. Praise the Lord. But anyway. This period of time that I've actually been on streets, but then me na kungazile sides poa. Me, you'll never find me sides bitungu or siji nyanya ni bonzeke. No, just find me the coolest part of, you know, the richest part of. I'm very seasonal, so this time I'm that part of my embe. There is flow, there is cash flow. So find me in the market kwa your side. Can't believe I say that, but I learned a few things. A relationship, it reaches a time in your life that a relationship is just not for you to relate to the other person. It's for you to open doors for that person to also relate with other people in your life. And this is what I mean. If I feel if I'm to say yes to a guy, I have to start thinking of my brother would have a brother-in-law, my mom would have another son, my kids are gonna have a dad, my best friend is gonna have another best friend, because regardless they have to be friends. You see, it's so many things that juggles up when it comes to love for me right now. and I feel it's very mature. That's why I'm staying a little bit single, because why are people not thinking like me? I want temporary, I'm not gonna lie. I want intimacy, I want passion, I want thrill, I want, but at the end of the day, a little mama is no longer a little mama. One wrong move, one strong spam. Wow, I say that. Ni evil. Ni yani ni imenda. So I feel that a lot of things that you should also consider when you fall in love with someone at this point. I know it's very cliche in Kizemai, but it's either you pick love, or which is passion or power. And the thing is this, both of them are very important. Because what is life without passion? What is life without kushikwashiko una shake kidogo? What is that? And at the other time, on the other hand, what is love without power? I mean, kila mtu bado anakuongelelea, akisikia jina lako hashtuki. Mtu anafaa kwa akisikia jina lako anashtuka kwanza. You see, it's how can I say it? It's life has no manual. However, you should know what to balance when and how to balance that. And those of us who are doing it, let me just say also me, because I really want to believe that one day I'll be able to balance between power and passion at the same time. But whichever you pick, baby girl, whichever you pick, sis, make sure that it's just working for you. And what else did I want to say? Happy Valentine's, guys. May you love. May you be loved. May she love you. May he love you. May he love us both. And then another thing that bores me about Valentine's is, I mean, why don't you do something a little bit, you know, out of this world? And I mean, out of this world, I don't mean that you have to use billions and trillions and zillions of money. Sometimes it's not all about what I'm gifting you, but it's also how am I gifting it to you? You see, you take me for dinner and you take me in a place where they serve Indian food. My goodness, I struggle with Indian food. Why didn't you just take me to a place where I like? Alright, so you buy me a present and you buy me lipsticks I cannot even wear, because you know that's not my shade. I mean, it's a gift. I love the thought, but how you present it also is very important. So whatever you're doing for someone during this, you know, this season of the red season. But then I come to think of it, there's a point where they say that on the February of the 14th day of the second month of the year, these people should be eating unleavened bread. What did I say? Bread. So unleavened bread with bitter herbs. So you can relate, as in, if you follow the Bible, that's what you should be having. But anyway, that's none of my concern. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for listening to my episode. I'm sorry I've been a little bit cranky. I'm trying to gather my thoughts here and there. It's been a rough 14th. Trust you me, it's been a rough 14th. I felt nice seeing everyone happy. However, somebody told me that such days you just needed some flowers to feel better, and I never got some. So anyway, guys, see you on the next episode. Thank you so much.